Welcome back. No, we're not done counting yet. We're at number three. All right. So first article, proven tricks to make super intelligent children. Is it fair to call it tricks when you are just encouraging the intelligence that is already there? Our culture schools our children to obey and not to think. We all want well-behaved children, which translates into respectful children. Respect says I can disagree and not be ill-mannered. For a highly curious three-year-old fascinated by mud puddles, engage in their exploration. Ask what they're discovering. Perhaps they're pondering water's source or why it pools. This aligns with the Montessori principles, which emphasize following a child's interest to spark learning. 5 years of guided exploration in geology or water mechanics could transform this child into a prodigy crafting eco-friendly irrigation systems. Such curiosity drives innovation, as seen in historical advancements like aqueducts or modern sustainable engineering. Traditional schooling often prioritizes compliance over creativity, a critique echoed in studies like the Milligram experiment. You guys remember that one? It pretty much goes with the COVID experiment too, but anyways, I digress. Which revealed how authority can override moral judgment. This suggests a need for educational reform to nurture independent thinking.
Oh yeah, we could use a lot of that.
Practical changes include adopting Montessori methods, which studies show enhance creativity and self-regulation. Schools should reinstate robust physical education, as research links physical activity to improved cognitive and social skills. Which, you know what, that seems like pretty common sense stuff. Get all the energy out so that they can focus on schooling. Shortening school days and making education voluntary after age 13 with trade school options could further align learning with individual strengths. A model seen in countries like Finland. Finland's student-centered approach correlates with top global academic rankings, unlike the U.S., which lags in PISA scores. These ideas are practical globally, from Walford schools in Germany to apprenticeship programs in Switzerland. The U.S. Academic Struggles ranking, 38th in math globally, reflect resistance to such reforms. What we see today are people who succeed in life because their only ability is to recall information and obey. A thinking person rarely succeeds, because if you had a brain, you'd question some of the insanity you'd see. Financial growing pain. I saw quite a few exposed, which got me thinking about this subject. And I was like, holy cow, there's so much griping now on X. I was like, maybe this is just the algorithm and this is what it's feeding me. So I had a conversation with Grok to do an X search to see, you know, the percentage of how much of X is talking about this. Now, I'll read you the article because basically it's going to tell you everything that I'm about to say anyway. But it's quite eye-opening. Rising cost of living fuels growing financial pain on X. Voices of the upper middle class amplify the struggle. As the cost of living in the U.S. continues to climb in 2025, a growing chorus of frustration is echoing across X, where even the upper middle class's user base is feeling the squeeze. A post by @MAGADevildog on April 22, 2025, captures this sentiment. Quote, gas and grocery prices are still off the charts, and we're not seeing much of any relief here. End quote. In blue states, alongside dissatisfaction with political accountability, an analysis reveals that 40 to 45% of X users discussing Trump's policy share similar complaints, a significant uptick in voices highlighting financial pain driven by cost of living that's outpacing incomes even for those earning well above the national median. Did you understand what I just read you? 40 to 45% of USA X users are crying about the financial pain. The other demographic that's in that is most X users, which is why X is not a great barometer of how things are, in most things anyways, is higher middle class people. That's who's there. The ones that are normally going out and buying their new iPhones. And you've got them crying about affording basic necessities. Holy crap. The MIT Living Wage Calculator provides a stark benchmark for 2025. A family of four needs $110,000 annually to cover basics like housing, food, transportation, healthcare, and childcare. With no room for luxuries, in blue states like California and Massachusetts, where many ex-users reside, this jumps to $140,000 and $135,000 respectively due to soaring housing costs, $2,000 a month versus $1,200 nationally. And higher prices for essentials, gas in California, for instance, can be $1 to $2 more per gallon than in red states, a disparity attributed to taxes and supply issues by U.S. Energy Information Administration. Meanwhile, grocery prices have risen 20% since 2023, per the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and we all know that's a little skewed, adding hundreds to monthly budgets. Ex-users, often upper middle class, with incomes of $100,000 to $150,000, might seem insulated, but the numbers tell a different story. In California, a $120,000 household falls $20,000 short of the $140,000 living wage. This gap forces cuts to non-essentials like dining out or savings, eroding financial security. For those earning below this, the situation is dire. The U.S. median household income around $80,000 leaves families $60,000 short of California's living wage, a monthly deficit of $5,000. Nationally, it's $30,000 below the $110,000 threshold. These families face possible choices, impossible choices, food versus rent, healthcare versus childcare. Feeding America reports that in 1 in 6 U.S. families experience food insecurity in 2024, a trend likely persisting into 2025. For those below the living wage, on X, the voices are getting louder. About 35% of users discussing Trump's policies complain of economic stagnation. 20% decry a lack of accountability, and 15% criticize GOP inaction, totaling 40 to 45% dissatisfaction rate. Replies to MAGA Devil Dog's post reflect this strain. At Hoyt, it's in Massachusetts, agrees, noting state policies exasperate the struggle. While Margaritas, in a red state, laments GOP failure despite lower cost. Even in red states, where the living wage is $95,000 to $100,000, a $120,000 income offers little buffer after taxes and rising costs. As Levin Cook's mentions of falling gas prices is overshadowed by broader discontent. For X's upper middle class users, the financial pain isn't about starvation, but about shrinking margin of security. A 2025 Investopedia report notes that middle class families ineligible for assistance like SNAP face the same inflationary pressure as lower-income groups, amplifying their stress. Below the living wage, the pain is acute. Families earning $80,000 or less nationally are in dire straits, unable to cover essentials without an aid or debt. In blue states, even $100,000 falls far short, risking food insecurity and housing instability. The growing volume of complaints on X, where 74% of its users engage with political content, per Pew Research, signals a broader trend. Trump's 2025 policies, like tariffs to address the trade deficits, haven't delivered quick relief, fueling disillusionment. As the cost of living outpaces incomes, even the relatively affluent are feeling the pinch, and their voices on X are amplifying a shared financial pain that spans income brackets, demanding attention to a crisis that is hitting harder than ever. So anyways, when I saw that, I was like looking at the comments, and then I was looking at the view count, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is getting bad. This is getting real bad. Because that they're not able to go out to eat. It's the domino effect that starts. They're not going out to eat, which means your servers, your cooks, all those people, well, they're not getting business. The restaurant's not making money, which means they're not going to have a job. And it dominoes. And it keeps going. If that upper middle class can't build their outdoor workshop or whatever else they're doing, their landscaping, all those people are now going to get cut. Because you know what? They're choosing food over if their little petunias are going to grow nice and pink or bright and blue this year. So yeah, it's getting bad, especially when you've got the upper middle classes crying about it. Forget all of us peons. And then I sit there and I saw Trump. This one I did not write an article about because it was just such a short thing. I think he was in the Oval Office. I don't know where he was. He was in a sitting position and he was asked about China because he's done like, oh, I don't want to do hardball with China anymore. And then what else did he do? Oh, he's not going to fire Powell. What I kept seeing is the believe me look kept popping through his face. Something I don't normally see. I see like the I'm stressing it to you, like the eyes wide open, kind of like the excitement in the face. Believe me look. This was the believe me look that said, oh, just believe me. Whatever the hell I've got coming out of my mouth, just believe me. That there actually really made me nervous. Like, oh my gosh, what in the hell is going on? And then on top of all of this, you've got a lot of disconnect on X right now about no arrest, no accountability, no Doge checks, no nothing. You're going to throw $5,000 at women to give birth. And it's like, oh, okay, this is seeming a little off and a little weird. Which I asked Grok, I was like, well, how long did it take for P. Diddy from the start of investigation to arrest? How long did that take? It took 10 months. All right. How long for Ghislaine Maxwell? 18 months. Okay. How long for Trump when they started their investigation to when he surrendered? And this was about his 34 counts. 4+ years. All right. Then the next one. How long for Steve Bannon from the time they started investigating him over that border wall money laundering scheme to when they arrested him? 2 years. That's how long it took the Democrats to do it. And they were in a hurry for Trump. It took them 4+ years. The shortest one, freaking P. Diddy with 10 months. So here we are this many months in and it's like, maybe they really are doing something. If it's a case that is well done, our best case scenario is about a year before we see anything come about. Maybe we start hearing things after 6 months. I don't know.